Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Kamed of Samach Gimel Pigan on Samach Beis and Mabei Toda Ba Mabei. The next part of the mission about 10 lines up. Shemidas Tashlumi Kefal Noheges. So we saw the Kefal applies by things that are alive and things that are not alive. Minonim, either way, do we know this from? How do we know this idea of Kefal? Tanur Rabbanan. Al Kol Dover Pesha. Pasuk says that for any Dover thing having to do with Pesha, where you're going to be liable, Klal, that's a Klal. That is a general principle and general rule. Al Shor, Al Chamor, Al Seh, Va'al Salma, for an ox, a donkey, and a sheep, and for a Salma is a some type of clothing, a garment, prat, that's specific. I'll call Aveda on anything that's lost, chaz of a kol, then it's on anything, is including more, it's on everything. Klal prat, klal, yeta the elekena prat. You only go ahead and you learn out from that which is in the prat. Ma prat mafurish davar metaltel v'gufa mamon. Just like when it comes to the idea with the specific over here, which is something which is a metaltel and it's movable objects, and it has value, it has intrinsic value itself. I've called davar metaltel. We go for a moment. So, do anything that falls that criteria. Yotzu karko, shed a metaltalin. This is excluding karka because that's not metaltalin. Yotzu avadim, shokshula karko. So, we're excluding avadim because they're compared to karka. Rashi says, dechsiv vihis nachaltem osam. And they're connected to land itself. Yotzu sharos is excluding a shtar. Sha'afal pisha metaltalin. You know, it's metaltalin. Ain goof a moment. It itself is not valuable. It's not an intrinsic value. And you also hektish is excluding hektish because the pasuk says Rei Ehu Ksiv. It says Rei Ehu, that is your friend, which is not included in hektish. Which hektish is not included in? Frek the Gemara. Ima prat mefurish davar shenivlasa metami b'maga b'masa. But if we really want to pull this cloud apart to cloud move, so we should say, ma, perhaps, just like with the specific things that are brought out over there, the things that are expounded explicitly, this is something which is a dover that the nevela of the dead body is mitame b'maga, to touching it, a masa, to carrying it. It's off cold over, shouldn't have lost it, mitame b'maga masa. So do everything that's going to be mitame masa. Aval ofos lo, then that wouldn't include ofos, and on the category, an ox, a donkey, a sheep, those are things that they're going to be mitame b'maga b'masa. But when it comes to birds, which are not in the same category, how could you say that afterwards it's kol, including it? Umima tazamar tachi sezgmar, can you really even say that? Only things in mitame b'maga b'masa, but ha, salmux, if it says the word salma there, which means clothing, a garment, over there, and that's not mitame b'maga b'masa. Amri says, no, anan b'balichayim kamin. Our question that we're asking here, the question is, things that are alive. Ema b'balichayim davar shenivlasa mitame b'maga b'masa in, within reference to the idea of balichayim, which is the only something which is mitame b'maga b'masa. Davar shenivlasa mitame b'maga b'masa lo, but if not, then it wouldn't be included over there. Beep, turn the page. Samech Gimel. Now, deha kol chad v'chad, klal uprat b'fa'apinavshi darshin le, because in this pasuk we're going to break down and expound each one of the things that are there is the klal prat to klal, and therefore things that are alive, and they're going to be mitame b'maga b'masa, aval ofos lo, but not including ofos. Says Gemara, m'kei nechtor chmano chad prat, let it just say one prat. Shor, chamor, seh, why don't you say all of them? Just say one of them, and then we can learn the whole thing out. Why are you saying them all? Therefore, my speech is coming to teach you even ofos. Says Gemara, no, we couldn't have written only one of them. We have to write all of them, because high nechtor chmano, which one should we have written? Ikas chmano shor, if we just wrote in shor, then have a mean, I would think, curve the gabi mizbech in only things that are brought to the mizbech is included in this. Shei curve the gabi mizbech, something that's not, then Lord is not included. Vikas rachman chamor, would have said chamor, have a mean a kadosh bebechora in, shein kadosh bechora lo, not. Therefore, I have to write each one of them out. So, therefore, again, back to the question of how do we know that birds are going to be included in this? Says Gemara, Amri, im kein nicht rachman ashor vechamor. Se lamali, what I have to say, se. Oh, shmamina la suyofos. Says the Gemara, okay, but maybe that's only going to include veima la suyofos to harm, only tar, do me the seh, which is similar to a seh. The metami begadim, based on blia. Where am I? Right, only a kosher animal will be mitame sablia. When they eat it, then it's going to be mitame. So we have a comparison over there. Avalofos tamim, dalesbu tuma, but over the ones that tamim, it doesn't have tuma on it. Right, Rashi says, dalesbu tuma, kadisa bechulin. So then maybe you would say the lo metame begun. Why? Because lo metame begun ma besablia. It doesn't go metame somebody, a person in their clothing through eating it. Lo, they're not going to be included over here. So what does it mean when it says al kol on everything that's which would include non kosher birds also? They're going to be involved in kayfabe, but seemingly not over here. Says Gemara, kol ribuyahu. The word kol is coming to be marbit, including even things that are beyond what we had said, and therefore even a tamei bird. Says Gemara, kol hechad chasav kol ribuyahu. Every time it says the word kol, it's a ribuy. It's coming to be marbit. It's including something. V'hal gabi maiser, the chasav kol. We have the word kol, which comes up by maiser. And we know that by maiser sheni, because ashinan lebe klal ufrat, and we dash in klal ufrat, the tanya on tena b'raisa. We saw this Gemara earlier. Yeah, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, also known as Yon Ervin, way earlier. Menasata Kasa Bechol Asher Ta'av Nafshecha. Now the pasuk says that you will give, it's talking about Meister Sheni, for any food that your soul desires. Kalal, it's a general. Babakar Batzonu V'Yayin B'Sheichar. That's prat, specific things, only by sheep and cattle, babakar and so on. And Yayin B'Sheichar, prat. Bechol Asher Tishal Chol Nafshecha, and anything. Chaz V'Kol Kalal, Pratu Kalal. Yatod Dan Lekein Prat. Ma prat mefurish pri mi pri v'gidule karka. It's a fruit that comes from another fruit, and it's gidule karka because it gets its mazonos from the ground. Afkol pri mi pri v'gidule karka. So to anything that falls in that category, you're allowed to use my sushani money in order to buy it. So you see, the word kol is just a kol part to klal shtickle. It's not a ribuye. Amri, they said bikol kolala kol ribuyehu. When it says bikol, that's a kol part to klal shtickle. Kol, that is the word kol by itself, that is a ribuye. Yibay 7, another, it says kol klalahu. Then when it says kol, it's a klal. Mihu kol hecha kol dahacha ribuyahu. Generally, the word kol is klal part of klal, but over here, dafka, it is a riboy, michtik. Let's break it down. Ksiv mekar klal part of klal. We have klal part of klal to ksiv. Ki itin ishal reyehu, it says when a man gives to his friend. This is that if you go out the pasuk says kitin shel reyu kesef okelim lishmar v'gunav mibeisal ish im yimatzai ganav mishalim shnayim, that when you go and you give to your friend something to watch, you know, money or kelim to guard, and then it gets stolen from his house, if it's found, the ganav found, he pays too. So kitin shel reyu klal, it's a klal kesef okelim, that's prat lishmar, to watch hadar v'kalal, which is including watching anything. Nami son, if you want to say that when it says for anything of and of liability, which is also coming to tell us the klal prat klal, the chachmano l'hani prati gabehich klal prat, then the pasuk should have written this, the prat by the first klal prat klal. I'll call the repesha lamely. Why do I need a call the repesha to tell us this other idea of a klal prat klal when it comes to kefil shmami? No ribuyu. Therefore, it must be the whole thing. It's really ribuy. So kol generally means a klal prat klal, but when we have one already, so it's extra, then it must be teaching you something else. And that's a ribuy. Says the Gemara, hashadamret kol ribuy. Now that you say that, kohani prati lamali, then why do I need all of the pratim over here? Why do I need to go and mention the concept of the shor, the chamor, the seh, the simla, the clothing? Why do we need to say that? We already learned out from the word kol itself is including it all. Says the Gemara, chad lemute karka. One of them is coming to be mayit karka from having to pay. V'chad lemute avadim. One's coming to exclude avadim. V'chad lemute shtaros. Salma lemute davashena masuyam. And clothing is coming to exclude something that doesn't have anything particular to it. No sort of simon, says Rashi, that Shane and Bailam Simon and Bo, Shapata Mikhev is going to be Pater from Mikhevra. Al Kola Veda, Lichad Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, and when it says for anything that's lost, that's coming from Chia Bar Abba. Dom Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Hatoin Tan is Ganav, someone who claims that something was stolen from him. That is, that he has something he finds. And he holds on to it, and then he says, somebody went along and they stole it from him. Beep, turn the page. Someone came on the page. By Veda, when it's some sort of lost object, Rashi says, Motzei Aveda, Shetoin Nigdva Imenu La'achar Shematzea. What's to say? In other words, I find a lost object, I bring it to my house, and I go, oh, somebody stole it from me. And then it turns out that I am really the one who stole it. Misham Tashom Mekefil, the piece of Tashom Mekefil, Shenemar, I'll call Aveda, Asher Yomar. But anything lost object, which he says, Rashi says, Uvitoin, Tainas Ganav Mukminan Le Lahai Krala Kaman Bishmaiz. That's what this pasuk is talking about. Tanan Hasan. We looked in the Mishnah over there. It's going to be coming up much later. Well, actually, it comes quicker than we think. Kuf Chasma Beis. Heichan Pigdoni. Let's see if somebody goes to a Shomer, but it's a Shomer Chinam, and he says, hey, let's play this out. You come to me and you give me something to watch, but you're not paying me anything, right? You leave off, let's say, an animal by me. And then you come and say, hey, where is it? Amalei Avad. And I say, sorry, it's lost. And therefore, you know, I'm off the hook. Sorry about that. Mashbiachani. And I swear to you that that's the case. Pardon, the opposite. The you then say to me, yes, swear to me that that's true. Va'amar, and then I go and I say, amen. Right? Basically, maskim to it, yeah. Now, v'ha'edim, and the witnesses, me'idin oso shachlo. After the edim come, and they say, by the way, I ate it. In other words, the shomer ate it. Meshalim is hakeren. What's halacha? You have to pay, I have to pay the keren now. Rashi says, the ain kefel ela betainis ganav. It's only kefel beganav. But over here, it's not, I wasn't saying that it got stolen, I was saying that it got lost. Let's say then I decide to admit it myself, but there was no witnesses that said that I did it. But hoda al piatzmo, I said, you know what? I feel bad. Actually, I did this. I stole it. Meshalim keren v'chomesh v'osham. Then he has to pay the keren, the principal amount that he stole, and 1/5 more, and to bring a carbon osham. If it was a case where the guy says, Hechid Pigdoni, where is it? Amar lo nigav, he said, it was stolen. Mashpiachah anim, and I make you swear, v'amar amein, he says, amein, v'aidim, idim, no soshe genova, that he stole it, mashalim, tishlo, mekefel, a piece of kefel. Hold him out, so he's mild himself, mashalim, karen, v'chomach, v'ashem, the same idea we saw before. Katani mia, we see, betoin tainas ganov, the mashalim, tishlo, mekefel. Aval betoin tainas avad, lo mashalim, tishlo, mekefel. Only if it's ganov do you sell, do you do kefel, but not if it's avad. Rafilu toin tainas ganov. And even in the case of Ganav, b'shvua hu d'mashalim tishlo mekefel, only if he makes the shvua. Aval shelo b'shvua, if not, then eino mashalim tishlo mekefel, he doesn't pay tishlo mekefel. Minon imili, where do we know this from? D'tanu rabbanon im yimotzei ha-ganav. The pasuk says that if a guy goes and he leaves over something to watch, and then it gets stolen from this person, and if the thief is found, then yimotzei ha-ganav, he's got to pay double. Who's the thief we're talking about? Betoin tainas ganav, because of medaber. Where the guy says, someone stole it from me, but really he was the ganav. Ata omer betoin tainas ganav? Really? Is that what you want to say? Oeno ela beganav atzmo. Maybe it's talking about a case even when it's just the ganav itself. Maybe it's talking about a case where the shomer, his claim is that it was stolen, is actually true. And then you find the ganav, and then we say that he has to go and pay double. Kishu omer im lo yimotze ganav. But then when it says later on, and if the thief is not found, he'll pay kefel, then clear, then we know that the betoin tain is ganav, because of medaber, it's talking about the guy who stole himself. Tanya yidach, we have another verse that says, im yimotze ganav. If the thief is found, beganav atzma kosem medaber, began of atzmo medaber. Atomer began of atzmo. Oh, in a little bit, toin tanis ganav. Maybe it's toin tanis ganav. Kishu omer im lo yimotzei ganav. Hari toin tanis ganav. Omer segment toin tanis ganav. Hamani mekaim im yimotzei ganav. So then, what am I going to do with the fact that the first pasuk where it says if the ganav is found, began of atzmo ganav is talking about. It's talking about when he himself is the ganav. So now, dekuli amamias, but comes out from this that everyone, these two different brises. They're arguing, but everybody agrees, im lo yimotze ganav, that the second pasuk, if the ganav is not found, betoin tainas ganav, if that's what we're talking about. My mashma, how do you know that? How is it mashma that that's actually the case? Amar Rava, im lo yimotze kemosh amar. We understand that if it's not found, as he said, meaning it was taken from by a ganav, ela shehu omer, shehu atzmo ganavo. Rather, it's found that he himself stole it, Yishalim Shtayim, he pays two. Uminolan de b'shvua. How do we know that the shomer is going to be chayav to be this kefil only if first he has to swear for doing such a thing? The Tanya v'rolin tenabraisa v'nikrav bala bayis elolokim l'shvua. It says that the bala bayis, meaning the shomer in this case, has to go to the court and which means what l'shvua has to go make a shvua. It says Rashi shekevan shetoin v'goniv mibeis ha'ish yishava shenigva v'yipata. Let him swear that he was stolen, then he's off the hook. Atom l'shvua in el aden. Who says that's for shvua? Maybe it's just a den for judgment. That's just to pay, because he didn't stop the fact that it got stolen. Right? It says Rashi lepiro and the shomechinim shetoin nigna v'yishalim. The high krab is shomechinim k'sev kidamina b'ashoal. Nemar shlichas yad lamata v'nemar shlichas yad lamala. The answer is because it says the word shlichas yad, sending forth a hand, when it comes to the pasuk it's talking about the shomer chiyanim, and it says it lamayla also when it's talking about. I'm sorry, first of the shomer sachar, then it's talking about shomer chiyanim. So we make a gezer shava mala halun the shvua, just like over there when it comes to shomer sachar, it's talking about a shvua. Afkan the shvua here too is talking about a shvua. as well. Okay, now we brought up two brisas about which ganav the Torah is talking about when it says if the ganav is fenim matzei a ganav, right? And him lo yomatzei a ganav. Bishlam leman da amar chad beganav v'chad betorin tan is ganav. It makes sense according to the one that's we're talking about over here. This means the one who is the second brisa who says that one pasuk is talking about a ganav v'chad betorin tan is ganav. Is betorin tan is ganav. Really, he himself is the ganav. Ha'inu dichsev. That's why you need two psukim over here. One to tell you that the ganav pays kefel, and one to tell you that a shomer who says and then he makes a shavua, then he lies that he was stolen, he has to pay too. Kefel. One who says that both of them are talking about when you're tining someone instead of really you did it. So trey kray lamali. Why do I need two psukim to teach me the same din? He says Gemara ami chadlu mitei tainus avad. One of them, the extra one, is used to say that you're lemeute to be mamayit, to exclude from kefel someone who says if it was lost, right? Only if it was stolen. Right? Shazim toy nevdaim and over edim edim shenignevu shegonvu apater mi kefel afilu nishba, even if he swears. In fact, the Gemara, Laman Dar Mechad Beganav, Echad Betorin Tan is Ganav, Delo Miyater. According to one who says that the one pasuk is talking about a Ganav, the other one is talking about a Torin Tan is Ganav. Now it's not extra anymore. Lemeute tainus avad minale. How does he know to be mamai to exclude the one that says tainus stolen? Miganav haganav. He learns that from ganav haganav, the drush of the extra letter there. Laman damer tavel b'torin tainus ganav demiat le tainus avad ganav haganav idosh. What is he going to do with ganav haganav? Amelacham ibaylech Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Yochanan. Torin tainus ganav pipikadon. Someone who claims that there was theft by that, you know, I say, oh, you left by me and it was stolen when it comes to pipikadon. When I had to go and watch it, I really stole it. Meshalim tashlumei kefil, he pays kefil. Tavachu machar. Meshalim tashlumei bar chamisha. You have to pay now, not just that, but you have to pay four or five. Rashi's kiganav atzmo. Danaf galim kiganav haganav. He learns that from Joshua ganav haganav. In fact, the Gemara, Laman da'amar, chad beganav, chad betorin tanis ganav, da'ai ganav haganav. The Rabbi Chiya bar Abba minale. How does he learn out the din of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba? Where does he learn it from? Amar lecha hekesha. It's a hekesh. Ve'im eshivin al hekesh. And we don't go and ask a kasha on a hekesh. We learn out. We go and we learn out one from the one next to it. Says Gemara, Bishlama Laman Damer Chad Beganav Chad Betorin Tanis Ganav Shapir. Everything makes good and dandy over here. It makes sense over here. You have to say that Kefil's got to be paid by someone who steals and somebody who lies about it and really stole it. El Laman Damer Tavay Betorin Tanis Ganav. Both of them are talking about Tanis Ganav. Ganav Ganav Asu Minoli. How do you know Ganav himself is going to pay if he goes and he stole? V'chi Tema Leisi Mekavachomer Betorin Tanis Ganav. We're going to say learn from Mekavachomer. Dai Levon Medil Neos Kanida. And we'll say back that what? That if you have a Chumrah, let's learn out from Akula. It's enough to learn out to be the same as the law itself. Mala holon b'shvua. Therefore, it comes out that just like over there, the case of the shomer, the shomer chinam, who lied when he swore. I'm sorry, right? Who said that it was stolen? It only comes up as shvua that he's going to be chayiv af kamashvua. So to be here also, when the regular ganav comes along, he's going to be chayiv to be careful only if he denied with swearing. So how do we know the ganav is going to be even without the swearing? Where do we know that from? Nafka lei midatana devei chizkia. The tana devei chizkia comes and he says that when the pasuk speaks out, ki yignov ish shor useh, o imatzi timatzi biyodal geneva mishor, al chamor atzeh, chayim shtayim yisham, have to go pay two, and he says all the stuff, yomer shor u geneva fako bechlal, just say shor and say geneva, and everything is included in it. Why does it have to go out of its way to say a shor, a chamor, a seh, right? Just say a shor, and tell me it's stolen, and that's like a klal, it's going to teach you to include everything that's going to be similar to this idea over here, mitatlin, and that has value over here. But the Gemara, Ilu Kachli, somewhere, if that's what have been the case, I would have said, Ma Prats, Ma Forest, Kariv, Legabi Mizbeach, Avkol Kariv, Legabi Mizbeach, Ma Yesh Lucha Lahavi. What would be included in that? Seh. Only thing that would be included in that would be a seh, would be a sheep. Beep, turn the page. Kishuomer, Safda, Samadad, Kishuomer, Seh, or Seh, 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 Omer was already said. Hamani Mekayim, Geneva. Right? So therefore, the Klal over here that we're learning out is not here to teach us to include seh. Ha'amani mekayim geneva. So how do I understand when it says geneva? L'rabbis koldover is coming to include everything. And therefore, now we understand why it says the word seh. Coming to include other things. Rashi says over here, the rabbi shai devarim, kohani, all of these things that we've said over here. Frank the Gemara, hold on 1 second. Yomer shor seh ugeneva vako bechlal. Why do you have to say chamor? Ilu kachi si yomer ma prat mefurish dover hakadosh bechora. I've called over hakadosh bechora. Anything that's kadosh bechora, which is chamor. Ma yish lechalavi. So what would you come to include over here? Would you have to say chamor? Because you omer chamor, when it says the word chamor, Rechamor or Amr has already said, Halmani Mikhaim Geneva, the rabbi's called over to include anything. And just finishing it up, Yomer Shor Vechamor Seu Geneva Vako Bechlal. Right, so why do you have to say that it's alive? Ilukacha Yisyomer Ma Prat Shemafurish Balechaim. Just like these specific things are things that are alive. Avko Balechaim, so to anything that's alive. Ma'ishach Lahavi. Now, what would this come to include? Shar Balechaim, other animals. Because Yomer Chaim, when it says word Chaim, Ari Chaim Amr, it's already said. So therefore, Halmani Mikhaim Geneva. How do we understand what the word Geneva is? The rabbis called over is coming to include everything. Something's going to be similar to a shore, and they're metatlin, and they have value. And that's why I had to write the word alive as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.